From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. Let's go behind the curtain and inside the beltway. Go to Sleep Mess by Dayjoy is stateside Cigar Ross, with nature sounds snug like a porch at sunrise. Animal Noise has a certain subtropical cool combined with today's Fleet Foxes sensibility, and CCD is a massive choral mouth mutilating words into vowels into delicious notes. Go to Sleep Mess is sentimental, uplifting, depressing, progressive, and wide open spaces where the vibrating hum of insects at dusk can finally be accurately represented by people that are just starting to earn their wings.
He could have turned out guidebooks that would have been classics and joys to read forever.
Rudimentary Peni album Cacophony is indeed cacophonous, as frontman Nick Blinko, a visionary on the scale of Heraclitus or Captain Beefheart, assumes dramatis personae with relentless, revolting limberness. If Beefheart pursued the consummation of the blues tradition, Blinko is pursuing the lurid mental anthropology of humanity, our curse cosmogenic in scope, and the underbelly of the psyche with this ode to H.P. Lovecraft. Lovecraft was an early 20th century horror writer who understood the human epistemology as one of uppity myth-making and frail capacities in a universe of arcane forces far exceeding human comprehension. It's Blinko's fascination with Lovecraft that is the white and shining skeleton of cacophony and the torque of his incisive tongues. Mulatu Asatke, the father of Ethio Jazz, is still busy creating music with rigor. Now at age 70, he's outdone himself with one of the best recordings of his illustrious career, and one that's likely to make many jazz and world music critics' best-of lists. Though solid from top to bottom, highlights include powerful singing and an amazing vocal choir, cool Ethio Jazz swing, Astatke's vibraphone solos, Gamuz, which turns Gamuz traditional music into acoustic jazz funk, and a real star turn by Malian singer Fatuma Diawara on Surma. 2013's Sketches of Ethiopia is a big wow. Karar Collective is a London-based trio that plays Ethiopian Asmari music with a modern edge. The Asmari are Ethiopia's answer to West Africa's griots, minstrels, social commenters, and jesters. Asmari music centers on the karar, a six-stringed lyre played here sensationally by bandleader Temezgin Zeleke. His work on electric karar is incendiary and positively postmodern. Karar Collective are at the tip of a spear of Ethiopian musicians who are bringing a new ear to the music of their homeland. Another in World Music Network series, this rough guide to Ethiopian music emphasizes recent recordings very much in the spirit of the classics from the late 60s through 75, but each with a modern or outside touch. For example, Gura Gigna and Gue are two very different urbanized takes, the former from London, the latter from Addis Ababa, on the same traditional melody. Musikawi Silt puts an Ethio jazz great in front of a punk band with brilliant results, and Mela Mela is a unique take on the Asmari tradition. Volume 5 from the Dur Dur Band was a beautiful cassette from Somalia circa 1987, just a few years before its civil war and the virtual collapse of its society. Dur Dur Band specializes in a groove-oriented sound that's anchored by a springy disco-funk bassline like Michael Jackson's Thriller. Overlay that with scratchy guitar lines, show band horn charts, Ethiopian pentatonic harmony, and superb vocals, and you have a can't-fail recipe. Reissue label Awesome Tapes from Africa just remastered this gem from the original cassette. Brian Wilson Shock Treatment set the pulleys and levers for the Heart of the Sun in 2012's Operation Sun Probe. This garage psych feast covers all corners of said garage, delivering a dirty brand of punk, space, prog, heavy and hooky psych and pop. Does this junkyard sculpture hold together? You bet, and not just because of the scuzz and fuzz found in every corner. There's more glue to it than that, and the ground they cover shows more focus and stretch than most, without having to polish it up. Split album Sister from local bands Heavy Midgets and Tongues sounds nice on cassette with homemade low fidelity all summer camp 1980s mixtape. Sierra Leone ends when you wish it wouldn't. Yossarian's blues overdubs and quietly hisses basement tone, and Bosses is a droning galley shanty for middle management. This is a love potion before the end of the summer, overcasting October skies and November rain. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, create diverse care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.